Hi, this is a comment on Pragmatic 41, which was about job satisfaction and recognition and so on and so forth. About recognition, you know, the whole peer recognition thing, I can see why in certain fields, or maybe in any field, peer recognition is important. However, for me, I don't really care about peer recognition except for from specific people. Like, I don't care if most people know that I know what I'm doing or think that I don't or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. What does matter to me is that people whose judgment I trust and who I do think they know what they're doing, I do care about their opinion. Not because I want them to like me and think I'm a neato person, but because they're a good barometer. If somebody whose judgment I trust and who does know what they're doing thinks that I know what I'm doing and that I'm intelligent and that they can tell me something and have a reasonable expectation of me understanding and or performing adequately, then that tells me that I'm doing okay. It's a good self-check, if you will. And that is where, that's all that matters to for me. It's like a self-check. Is my self-evaluation accurate? Am I correct when I think that I know what I'm doing? Am I correct when I think I am smart enough to adapt to changes and learn new things? Am I correct in I think my priorities are correct or whatever? Am I on the right track? These are the people that I trust to be able to make that assessment accurately, and they seem to think so good. That's why it matters. Otherwise, don't care. What are motivations for job satisfaction? For me, one of the biggest ones is working with intelligent people. There's all kinds of different intelligences. Different people are smart in different ways, so that term in and of itself means nothing. But in my work environment, which is highly technical and which is a development environment, what that means to me is I want people who are not hung up on stupid things. For example, we also work with production, and the people there are very process-driven. They are kind of like paint by the numbers a lot of times, and they obsess on on things that they think are safe or unsafe, whether those things make sense or not. It's a different mentality. They can't handle change, they can't handle ambiguity as much as people who are in development. And that bothers me. So I like people who can deal with change, ambiguity, and who are intelligent in their processes to when there's a problem. They understand that it's not necessarily the person, but that we're working on a dynamic situation, and they go in there without any preconceptions to fix things. I also like people who can, if I'm working with people who can come up to me and tell me something and not beat me over the head with it like I'm stupid, but also are willing to, you know, be helpful if I need more, if I have questions about what's going on or how this new thing works or what we're doing, and they don't assume I'm stupid because I ask questions. You know, I like that. I like working with people who have the assumption of your motivations are good, your brain is good. That's not the issue. We don't even have to talk about that. Let's just work. And it just makes it easier. I don't like working with groups where people that have to beat things over the head, who think you're stupid, who, you know, think if you haven't read and signed things off multiple times, you don't know what you're doing. It's just being in a development environment is a different situation than production. And unfortunately, in my situation, I have to deal with both. So for me, that's my job motivation. The type of people I work with, how flexible mentally they are, that's huge. And then, you know, whether or not they treat me with the kind of respect that I think that I either treat them with or have for them in my mind. And those are my motivators, really. Also, I work in a big company, so there's a lot of stupid bureaucratic hoops to jump through and stupid things that we have to do that I don't believe in. Those are demotivators. The motivators have to outweigh the demotivators, or life gets painful. And unfortunately, in a large corporation, many times the motivators don't outweigh the demotivators. And then it's cognitive dissonance because I have a round brain trying to shove it into a triangle hole or something like that, and it is frustrating. Every job has that to some degree. The problem is adequately and realistically adjusting my expectations and or my attitude about it and dealing with it, or figuring out that it's time to move on and do something else. Those are your options, really. And so you can't live at odds with yourself forever. Like, if you're in a job that's just completely at odds with your beliefs and or personality or whatever, and it's demotivating you, and you're constantly psyching yourself up to accept it, that could be a problem over time, because you're trying to make yourself into something or pretending not to be something that you are. And so, problem. Anyway, that's how I see it, as a person who's worked for the same company for a long time, even though I've done wildly different jobs. Not wildly, but my role and the atmosphere that I'm in has changed greatly. And that's a lot of talking. I'm so sorry. Bye-bye.